This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, the suspect in shootings advocated race war. I said that yesterday. Want to start a race war right before Juneteenth. Was he smart enough to figure it out himself? I think he had handlers. Reverend Childers does too. That's coming up. Former Governor Jesse Ventura is our guest. If you just joined us, bombshell after bombshell last hour. The New York Times, with 32 other major media companies, with literally hundreds if not thousands of subsidiaries between them, are joining a lawsuit in appeal and amicus briefs trying to defeat Ventura. And asking the court, let us have unjust enrichment off lies. They're saying, we want you to certify we can do this in their briefing. Governor, I know you're about to get back into president and running for president and the state of the world, but just briefly on that subject for the media, they're going to want to know. I looked around. I tried to go on the law sites and find this filing by them. I know you have a copy. Is there a way you could scan it and email it to us so that we can put it in an article we're writing?
Oh, sure. I'll take care of that, Alex. I'll get it to you before Monday.
Fantastic.
Be a problem. And let me say this. Let me appeal to your listeners for a minute. This mainstream media, here's the deal, too. They're not talking about this. So what people can do right now, call your mainstream media, whoever it might be, because they're going to fall under these 33. You know they will. And ask why they're not reporting on what they're doing, that they're attempting to overthrow the Jesse Ventura verdict. And why are they not reporting on that? Why are they keeping quiet? Why, when 33 of them are attempting to do it, why is that not news in itself?
That's another big piece of news that used to, when a company was being reported on and it owned a media company, they would have to disclose, by the way, that's the parent company of us. Now they don't do that. They're there trying to destroy you. And Fox never mentions, by the way, we own the movie and the book and are making hundreds of millions off this this Kyle fiction.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing, what people can do, ask why they're not reporting this fact that they're attempting to overthrow a federal jury decision.
There's your headline. New York Times and others trying to overthrow jury decision that media can be held accountable for lying. That's sensational news right there.
Yep, because that's what they're working to do. That's what this brief is about. 33 of them signed on. It's 45 pages long. And, and they got these top lawyers out there. Who are the lawyers? Floyd Abrams, Susan Buckley, Miriam McHale, and Cahill Gordon and Rendell LP, 80 Pine Street, New York, New York. So it's the big-time New York lawyers coming after little Jesse Ventura in Minneapolis.
Well, they're going to have a big fight on their hand with the Slovak German. I tell you, it is just crazy. But listen, at a core level, even though you've spent millions and exhausted yourself and all this, doesn't it feel good, though, that you've done the right thing and won the jury trial?
Well, Alex, it's always this way. Like I said during when we had discussions of settlement, I said, I cannot settle unless I can go home and look at myself in the mirror.
And they said, we'll give you money and we won't appeal it. You just got to drop it and say we're not liars.
No, they haven't even done that. They haven't even, I don't want to get into the specifics of it because it's confidential, but they haven't even offered me what I've paid lawyer fees.
I'd gotten confused reading the papers, but they get it so wrong. I had read that they'd offered you stuff, but you just had to like not argue the fact anymore.
No, they have no, not at all. They've been tight vested. They haven't.
But listen,
they've wasted four or five days of my life on these meetings to settle because they're worthless.
Sure. Let me throw this thing in closing, and I appreciate your time. We'll talk to you next week, and I want to get behind you because we're all together on this. If you run for president, you'll also be able to make them being liars part of it and use that bully pulpit they can't ignore to further expose them. I think you got to run, and I think you're getting closer to running, aren't you, Jesse? I think you got the fire in the belly. Do you have it?
Not yet. I got to get this behind me first.
All right. Well, I'll try to call and bug you later today or Monday. Let's stay in touch, and let's get you back on, and we'll get the story out.
All right, Alex, and thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. Hang in there and hot.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
You're a librarian, Mr. Wordsworth. You're a dealer in books and two-cent fines and pamphlets and closed stacks and the musty insides of a language factory that spews out meaningless words on an assembly line. Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind, like a vacuum that you make believe has an existence by scribbling index numbers on little cards.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins with printer's ink. The narcotics that you call literature, the Bible, poetry, essays of all kind, all of it an opiate to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind. You waste our time, Mr. Wordsworth, and you're not worth the waste. Instruct him.
Romney Wordsworth, step back to await the finding of this board.
Yes,
The state has no use for you.
How do you find, ladies and gentlemen?
Obsolete.
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 I concur.
Romney Wordsworth, step forward. The board finds you obsolete.
And they are announcing in the Financial Times of London today, French invent robots to replace border police. The French government 2 years ago under Nicolas Sarkozy announced their new future plan initiative is to replace all workers with robots and driverless cars. It's the decision to end the world of people. And we start with the black children and the innate underlying racism that was still in some people in the early 1970s to get abortion passed because it was going to be for getting rid of the minorities. And that's what Margaret Sanger set it all up for. And that's what it's always been about. And that's why this country is cursed, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't look at children and want to protect them and love them, no matter what color they are, there's something wrong with you fundamentally. And now as a society, we're being aborted. Our future, our culture, our jobs. Old people are put on don't treat list and death panels. It's all admitted. The case for killing Granny, cover of Newsweek. They didn't brag about it till they got it passed, though. And now the Watson computers from the company that brought you so much of what Hitler did, IBM, are running the actuaries to decide who gets health care and who doesn't. And there's don't treat lists for veterans who have operable diseases because the Watson computer says they don't get treatment. The same IBM computers. And then humans don't have to feel bad. The bioethics board doesn't have to feel bad. Why, a computer just said, you don't get that knee surgery. You don't get that heart surgery. You don't get that skin cancer removed. Here's some pain pills. Go bomb your brain out of existence. Because under the Bertrand Russell School of Socialism, if you're not contributing, you're obsolete. In fact, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to play the intro of that, as I did a few days ago, with Rod Serling, who was a combat paratrooper, going in, battle the balls, whole nine yards, a war hero, great writer. That's why so many of the Twilight Zone episodes are about tyranny and oppression. Because, see, for modern people that haven't been under that much tyranny, we can sit back and make fun of people that are worried about it. But wait till you physically go under it, and when you're begging for help, people are going to say, oh, you deserve it, or you're not human, or you're whatever you are. The first rule of tyranny is that you devalue human life. And what Christ said is, what you do to the least of me, you've done to me. And now they take nine dead people and they humanize them as they should these babies and, it's just, and as they should these people. I don't care what color they are. And they rub the salt in, though, because they don't normally humanize people. Oh, it's just an old person we killed. Oh, it's just a baby. Oh, it's just 14 people killed a week in Chicago, mainly black, shooting each other. Ignore that. There won't be any speeches about that. What big government did to these people? What does anybody that gets under it? They were the beta test. No, it was the whites. They did it. In fact, Salon says whites are going to have to pay for what they've done. Of course, that's a white writer saying that. And preachers say we're worried about race war and all the rest of it while the global economy melts down, while the TPP is passed out of the House yesterday. We're all obsessing. And you know, you have to obsess over it because if you don't counter it, their propaganda will take over. But it turns out the shooter was on an amnesiac drug, as I predicted in the first hour, hours before it came out. And it turns out, they're even saying they think he probably had help and advisors. But why is there a bigger investigation of that? Obviously, he was wound up. And it's all perfect timing. Here's the headline. Salon. White America must answer for the Charleston church massacre. As if when a white person kills somebody, it's your fault if you're white. Or if a black person commits a crime, all black people are guilty. That's the opposite of what Martin Luther King preached about, and it's the opposite of common sense. I had, like I said in the first hour, groups of white rednecks start fights with me many, many times because they didn't know who I was. They were basically a gang. I've had black people do the same thing, but not because they were black. It was because they were in a gang mentality. It's the same mentality, and they want to put us into that mentality where we don't communicate, where we don't come together, because then we can be enslaved by this whole global corporate takeover. For the rest of the hour, from blackgenocide.org, is Reverend Childress, one of the most insightful, intelligent people I know when it comes to eugenics, the history of it, the master plan, blackgenocide.org, incredible videos, articles, abortion information. He travels the country, and his ministry needs to be supported. He's gone to Congress. He's been involved in making films about black genocide that Congress have seen. He's had a huge effect. Leonard Childress really didn't buy any of it yesterday. I was on the fence whether this could be wound up or staged. I couldn't tell, but then he pointed out Juneteenth this weekend. They write people. You know, we finish our sermons on Thursday and Friday. The NAACP's coming up. Obama's primed the whole thing. Somebody else is probably behind this. Bare minimum, this guy was known. Bare minimum, he was in the system. Bare minimum, just like Fast and Furious, they stand to gain. So Reverend Childress joins us from blackgenocide.org. So much is happening. So much is going on. But this tragedy also serves as a juicy distraction while they're ramming through open borders, while they're ramming through TPP, while Europe's collapsing. I tell you, perfect timing, Reverend.
Absolutely, and certainly it goes beyond this young man. This was very strategically done, and sure enough, he knew that indeed the intent was for a race war. And he certainly picked the right place, the right time, the right state. As I stated yesterday, due to the Walter Scott issue, that was the clearest violation of a man's rights in under the custody of the police. And so they picked that particular state. This is really getting very intense, and I'm praying so far. You knew there was going to be a lot of rhetoric that came out of this. But as you said, it is a major distraction. You can't ignore what has happened, though. But it appears that the agenda of government, as you reported out, is going full steam ahead. And so really, it is a time for saintly people to say enough's enough. And hopefully we can have healing out of this situation. But that young man, I it was a dastardly act, but he's a victim, too. And I know many people will not agree what I just said. I think he was used. I think he was abused and used and created this horrific incident. But let's not just stop with him and feel it's just an isolated. I would pray it's an isolated incident, but it was just the timing and his language. And I'd love to find out where he was reading.
I'm pretty smart and well read. I couldn't come up with this. I mean, like you said, you've got a really deep knowledge of history about all this. When you looked at the angles, it all crystallized. You can just see the whole thing perfectly scripted, everything.
Oh, yeah. It was well done. I give kudos to them. Well done, well timed. And you're coming up on the summer months. Give me a break. And even in Baltimore, they're still talking about they really don't know if it's subsided yet because we're coming up to the summer months. This is really sad. You know, the church really has to be salt and light right now. And so I understand he had black friends on Facebook that he coerced with, he dialogued with. So
they're now really saying he prayed with the people inside, they think. It sounds like he was under either completely insane or under mind control, and he was on this amnesiac drug.
Yes, that's exactly. I agree with that. I'm not, you know, as far-fetched, you know, for some who may hear this, may feel, but you got to understand a lot of the we still don't know about Martin Luther King's assassination. We don't know about
many. Oh, I've had his lawyers on. I mean, I've had all the people on. I mean, it clearly that was a setup.
Yes, and so and most society feels it stopped at Earl Ray. You get frustrated with people sometimes because they really have to objectively look at it and not get so emotionally tied into it. But right now only, and I hope, you know, I know I'm giving somewhat abstract responses and what the answer to this is, but it is unquestionably a spiritual one at this point.
It is. Stay there, Reverend. Come back and give us your ideas on where this is going, how we can avert major destabilization.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stress we inflict upon it, thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their bodies stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305. Or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at infidelbodyarmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Dylan Storm Ruth is on TV right now in front of the judge, but from a jail cell with two people in combat tactical gear, which you would never have in a prison or a jail cell, a woman in a commando outfit, all of this is like out of Central Casting or something. There's a blow-up of his face while he listens to the judge. We can back out and show you the police in military gear, one black cop and one looks like a female, an elfin female. I just say that because I can't figure out if it's a man or a woman. I think it's a woman. And nowhere do you have people in tactical gear, but it's all part of this theater. This whole thing is so Orwellian that he's there and doesn't look as insane as he did in some of the other photos and earlier. But this is truly sickening, and we'll probably never find out what's really behind all this, but something stinks. Reverend Childress is our guest, blackgenocide.org. Regardless, this is a big distraction. We have to cover it, though, to respond to it. I just hope that it doesn't trigger more copycat events by, quote, either side. This is meant to make people go into sides. What are other observations, Reverend?
Well, it's right now, if you're watching the news, that the clergy are now taking precautions in their services, basically, which will heighten the hysteria, you know, the hysteria, I believe. But they're planning broader means of safety for the congregation. I think that should be done in this day and age anyway. But the fact of the matter is it's all being done at the same time due to this incident. I don't know how this is going to play out simply because I don't really know how the church is really going to respond to this particular atrocity. And here's why I say this. I really appreciated the brothers down there in Florida when the case where the young man. Oh, gosh, I'm losing it.
Trayvon Martin?
Yes, Trayvon Martin. The church responded very quickly, and they made every effort to defuse any racial tension within the churches and within the community. That was outstanding. In the South Carolina case, I give kudos to the police chief there and those officials. They immediately charged him with murder. Immediately. Now, here you have an incident with this young man, basically, and, you know, it could get to the point where, as Al Sharpton said, this is the new low in racial hatred in America. I don't know how that's going to be taken. I don't know if that type of language is going to continue instead of it's something that's going to heal the people.
Well, we know this. If Al Sharpton and others going there with their regular incendiary rhetoric, this could get bad.
Exactly. So, I used to feel that America could get past this point we're at right now. But the reason why the tension is because everything now is being done deliberate. This is deliberate. I don't care what anybody says. This is deliberate. And only cooler heads must prevail. Only the salt and light of the church must step up. And we must also, you know, as you've been stated earlier, America's most egregious sin is that we do kill the innocent. The shedding of innocent blood pollutes the land. We're kind of bringing a lot of this on ourselves for others to work these schemes of murder and division, strife and hatred. So there's so much on the table here, Alex. I really sometimes get somewhat overwhelmed by it. But we have to point out truth. Truth is essential for a person to come from delusion and lie. So the church really is the only institution I see right now that can step up.
I agree with you. We're going to break in a moment with a long segment coming up. I want to come back and get into Obama's comments blaming the Second Amendment. But let's go ahead and play a clip from ABC News where his friends are saying, no, he wanted to start a race war. Here's the clip.
A fresh-faced accused killer. Dylan Roof hands behind his back a bulletproof vest just hours after his arrest. Silent as he's asked, why did he do it?
Dylan, what do you have to say?
Just 21 years old, friends say Roof's alleged plan was 6 months in the making. Today, this friend since childhood telling me Roof had a deep hatred of black people.
He wanted segregation.
What did he want to see happen? How was he going to do this?
I think he wanted something big like Trayvon Martin. He wanted to make something spark up the race war again.
In this photo, flag patches on Roof's jacket, one from apartheid-era South Africa.
That's enough. I mean, this is pure idiocy to all the people that have some mythical race war idea. All you're going to do is bring in martial law and a globalist takeover, you idiots. This is so stupid. And we'll be back with Reverend Childress on the other side. I mean, are we this dumb to be played against each other like a bunch of idiots? So stupid.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I was born in the soul of misery.
Have microchip identification devices implanted into their body.
Got a long line of heartache, I carry it well. The list of lives I've broken reach from here to hell. Bad luck wind been blowing at my back.
When Larry Nichols was on yesterday, former top Clinton insider,
I pray you don't look at me.
I really felt the weight of evil. And I've been on air 20 years. I've been politically involved 25 years. I have, I think, good sixth sense, discernment, whatever you want to call it. And I'm not trying to be negative here, but I just feel like, and we see it manifesting, and we see evil moving on every front, but I feel the evil increasing. And I feel it's lust to hurt innocent people. And it's just sickening, the spectacle, having to look at this whacked out 21-year-old and these hear about these people he murdered at church and how he did it so dishonorably and sickeningly and treacherously. And it's done to shock the conscience while the globalists commit all these incredible crimes like arming Al-Qaeda and ISIS to kill Christians by the hundreds of thousands all over the Middle East. And it's not even in our news. That's what's sick, is that they use our conscience. They use the fact that we have soft hearts, pink hearts, that we love God, that we're bitter clingers, that we don't want to hurt anybody, that we don't hate people. You know, I run into racists in people. Believe me, you could have black racists, white racists, Hispanic racists, whatever. It's all just tribal stuff. And they'll think, like, behind the scenes, that, hey, you're racist too. You know, I make a racist joke. And they're just like, no. And they'll say, but they're racist. And I'll say, not all of them. And I'm not going to stoop to that level. It's not because I'm on some high horse either. This is what controls us, is all this tribalism. It's how the British Empire controlled people. It's how the Romans controlled people. We either transcend this, folks, or it's over. They didn't kill Malcolm X when he was running around calling for violence. When he stopped calling for it is when they killed him. That's why they killed Martin Luther King, because he had moral authority. And that's why they made up a bunch of stuff about Martin Luther King from both political sides to confuse the issue. It's because they don't want us to have a stable world, because in a stable world, it's based on what you produce and what you stand for and how good your word is. They want it to be on race. They want it to be on who your daddy was. They want it to be, that's what royalty is. That's what the Clinton family and the Bushes are. It's the same thing. The problem is they hype race up enough. You got to watch out when you're in the wrong neighborhood. And black folks got to watch out when they're in the wrong neighborhood. Because even though it's a fraud, it becomes real because they put it out long enough. And then even if you don't want to dislike people, you still got to look out. If you're black, if you're white, if you're Hispanic, they've got us all, women against men, men against women. You can see them. In fact, I never got to it with Father's Day coming up. I want to play and get children's take on this. I sent it to you. You guys tried to get me to play it last week. I never got to it, or Monday. It's the paper ad, toilet paper ad. Yeah, Angel Soft ad, where it's like, no, we're not going to think dad, mom. My mom was my dad. Now that everybody's basically single parent, half the country or more, now to just say dads are good. No, you're not good. There isn't a good dad. Now dad's just existing is bad. Angel Soft ad, which disparages fathers, gets huge negative backlash. But you take out the father, folks, you took out the whole family, and they've done it. We're going into such bondage. In every slave culture, men could not be fathers, and they were kept out, dumbed down, whether it was white slaves in Rome or black slaves in the Caribbean or the U.S. I mean, I'm a historian by just interest. I've read more history books than most historians, because most historians just specialize on one area. And I just see them playing this. And I don't like being a chump. I don't like being played. I don't like it. I don't like being a loser. I don't like my kids growing up in a world like this. It gets worse, not better. I'm going to go back to Childers because I'm ranting and I invited him on. But he's pretty much speechless today, too. And he's usually not, because I get it. I'm going to see if he agrees with me. There's this weight. I really feel evil increasing right now. And Ron Paul's talked about it some. We're going to play a clip of him warning today. It's up on InfoWars.com that... Well, I'll just let you hear it in his own words. I'm not going to belabor this. I'm too freaked out, because this shooting is just icing on the cake right now. Everything that's going on, I mean, war with the Russians building, our government publicly funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS. It's just robots replacing humans everywhere. All the announcements being made. It's Twilight Zone. It's Twilight Zone. But it's really happening. But I'm just too exhausted to do some big pitch. We've got amazing, known, concentrated organic herbs in the liver shield at InfoWarsLife.com. Most livers are toxic in this environment, even if you don't drink. And you can just take it daily, and it helps flush out your liver. And it really works, too. So don't drink if you're taking it. I'm just going to tell you right now, because if you drink when you take it, I mean, I was taking it and had one drink, and it hurt me. Okay? So you can take it on a daily basis, or you can do the super flush, which I've been doing. We take the Oxy powder and the Liver Shield and the organic apple cider vinegar, and it just flushes everything out. And on the sixth day, you drink 7 ounces of olive oil, lay on your right side, and it just releases in the morning for most people. Other people, it takes a few days. And the video is on InfoWarsLife.com. I'm not going to describe it here, but the average person gets about 20, 30 balls the size of marbles that come out of your gallbladder. You're not supposed to have any of those. That's why gallbladders are bursting all the time. It's dramatic what your liver, the toxins it's built up, and they're just stored in the gallbladder. It basically sits there. InfoWarsLife.com. We're selling out of the Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, the clean iodine. Nobody else has got this. It's the missing halogen in the body. All the bad halogens fill up the thyroid, everything else. Dramatic results. Talk to your physician. This is not your average vitamin or mineral. And we've got scores of other great products. InfoWarsLife.com. Your purchase funds this operation. And I want to thank you all for your support. Childress, I'm kind of just ranting here because before the shooting happened and all of this, the crescendo of shoes dropping, the buildup, the craziness of the power elite, my spirit, my gut, whatever you call it, has never been wrong. And it is beyond upset, beyond having chills now. It is just a feeling of not fear. It's more of just, oh, I can't believe it. It's disbelief at the evil I feel entering the world. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I don't want to sound so much like a theologian, but I've been same message with my church. It's Isaiah 60. Darkness covers the earth, gross darkness the people. Meaning the testimony of creation that there is a God is being hidden. Darkness covers the earth, and there's a gross darkness on people that is basically anti-God, anti-family. Now, that is a great, insight when you see how they're demeaning the first thing God started with when he wanted a family, which was a man. And they are trying to undermine that. If you undermine, and of course, you also know we're going to have the ruling on same-sex marriage very shortly. If you can undermine the basic unit of family, you have no society, and we will be controlled. We will be like drones because we will look to government for every decision we have to make, because they will say we're not capable. Even here in the state of New Jersey, and I cannot understand how in the world we do not fight this more, but I got so many fights in me. We can't even have a referendum. We can't even put a question on the ballot, we the people. And our legislator, at some time ago, decided that there'd be no referendums in New Jersey. So this is where it's going. Now, what's going to stop that? All the time, you mentioned Dr. King. Absolutely. He said an injustice to anyone anywhere is an injustice to everyone everywhere. Until we get that mindset that your struggle for justice is my struggle for justice, your desire to be free is my desire to be free, whether we be on the different sides of tracks, different cultures, different race, that's what will overcome the tyranny. That's what's going to overcome the hearts, basically, that are determined to control. This is all about control. The health care plan was not about health care. It was about control. Because if you can control that much of the economy and control that much of my decision making when it comes to my health, then you control me. So we're right now at a time where we must resist with everything that we have. And you can't fight every battle. Sometimes we may try to. We have to concentrate on where God is leading us to address, expose the evil, and do it in love and unite people and expose the darkness.
You're absolutely right. Since I mentioned it, it's a couple minutes long. I want to play this Angel Soft toilet paper ad, where they implied, because back during Mother's Day, every ad on the Super Bowl, there were six of them we played, every ad about Mother's Day said dads weren't needed, dads were bad. It was really vicious and nasty, as if you build women up by putting down dads. And then now, there's all these other anti-dad commercials, not just this one, where mom's the dad. As if it takes away from women to say there's a day for dads. It's just so obvious that...
Alex, there's nothing on the air that exalts a father. Look at all the sitcoms. It's only so, it's either a woman, it's either a homosexual. There is no straight man that you could look to honor as a person of wisdom, of stability, of fortitude. But they don't realize there's the days of Father's Knows Best, the Donna Reed Show, Leave It to Beaver, all that. It's gone. And we have to understand that there's a theme that is being propagated to us that is literally destroying us and making us mindless. And with no stability, and that's the other part. That you break down family, you don't have stability. I don't care who's the president.
Well, that was my point, is that I can get the arguments we need more role models of women, or I don't hate people, you know, over issues. But they're pushing an agenda because behind it is the fall of civilization, and we see the fruit coming out the other end. It's bad. It's poison. We know it's an evil plan. We know it's breaking down society. We know it's not good. In fact, here is this ad, which is heartfelt. Of course moms are great. I watch this ad and think about all those hardworking moms. But this is Father's Day. See, you can't have a father. That's what they're saying. The father itself is bad. And I think about all the things my dad did, how great my grandfathers were, how good they were to everybody, and how we loved each other as families. And then nowadays, so many women I run into, they think a man being strong or a man being successful somehow diminishes them. It's so sick. Don't they get the government wants them alone? Yeah, women figure this out by about 40. But I tell you, they have really done a job. Let's go to this disgusting Angel Soft ad. They're airing all over the country right now, and there's a big backlash to it.
My father passed away when I was 3. There was 4 of us kids within 5 years. So my mom had to raise 4 kids by herself.
My mom was a single mother, so she raised both of us completely by herself, which is...
This is on Father's Day, though, remember.
I'm sorry.
Again, to get in the middle of it, to act like...
I don't know how she raised 3 boys. On her own with such grace.
I've definitely seen her try to juggle both mom, dad, and, you know, everything else that she had to be for herself. She did all of it. And she did it all as though she was 2 people.
Pushed by the agenda
tough,
to get dads out.
She was not a joke.
Done on purpose. Then they made you a victim.
Our car broke down. Well, that's the alternator.
Chapter, they victimize you.
She's like, you put your knuckle out and you just go for it. I mean, I don't even know if that's a thing.
No, it's not.
Even like opposite of her toughness, it was something very fragile, you know?
Anything that needs help, a person, a thing, an animal, she will find it and she will nurse it back to health.
Notice all these men have imprinted on their mothers only, not on a father, so they're very effeminate. And again, that's so they don't know how to fight, don't know how to stand up. It's the nanny state, phasing humans out. And then they take it very aggressive that a man, if somebody else has a dad, that's bad. You understand? Because misery loves company. We're not judge. Anytime I promote a 2-parent home, statistically much better. People go, why are you against single parents? I'm not. A lot of them do a great job. There's an agenda to break us up. That's the point. Let's go back to it.
That's my mom.
Always very affectionate, very hugging and kissing and all of that. It was always nothing but love.
Some days she had to be softer. Some days she had to be stronger.
She really is like the most amazing mother, but she was really an incredible father. Like truly incredible.
So see, now Father's Day has to be Mother's Day too. But every day she had to be both.
Mom, I hope you have a beautiful day.
This is your Father's Day.
I love you from the bottom of my heart, and I'm thankful for everything you've done for me.
She's done scientifically. These people don't
Happy
know.
Happy Father's
victims.
Day, Mom.
Happy Father's
Mama,
Day.
Mama, feliz día del padre. Hi, Mom. Happy Father's Day.
It's very subversive.
Happy Father's Day, Mama.
Happy Father's Day, Mom.
Oh, Mom.
But they'll know.
Happy Father's Day.
The big globalist company that women buy 83% of household items and almost 90% of paper goods. So it's a cold-blooded leftist agenda that wants to exterminate the babies. But notice it's incredibly unpopular. But they don't care. With the target audience, it'll make them buy more toilet paper. Reverend Childress, what do you think of that?
That was sick. That was really sick. Well, I'm glad of the dislikes. That's the encouraging part of it. But fact of the matter is, there is a Mother's Day where you can say all those nice things. I mean, it is purposely and systemically attack on the fathers. My goodness, and you're saying for profit. Well, then I can understand it, but...
Every TV show, though, the father is a slob. Funny, yes, the men I saw weren't like that.
That's right. You're absolutely right, and I'm thanking God for it every day. You have to pick out your children's programs today. Parents, I'm telling you, you have to pick them out. Yes to this, no to that. My son-in-law came to me almost with tears talking about a cartoon that was infeminizing his son. He said, this is promoting homosexuality. You don't think I can see that? And he was disturbed by it, but it's a cartoon. So you got to understand, I didn't grow up with that. You grow up with that. But certainly it is very much a part of our society today. And that's when it becomes intimidating and overwhelming.
There, well, that's right the there. Issue is, I'll be quite frank with you, it makes me more reactionary. I've been pretty culturally liberal in many ways that I'm not obsessing over what other people are doing. But at a certain point I get, wait a minute, they're obsessing over me. They're saying I can't go on being the way I am and I can't have my family. And everywhere they're trying to target my kids with stuff that's very subversive. I mean, it's stuff for five-year-olds. Nickelodeon admitted 4 years ago that they were going to target 4-, 5-, and 6-year-olds with a, quote, you know, pro-gay agenda. Well, that's, what is sexualizing five-year-olds?
They're doing a great job at it, too. And basically going unimpeded, without protest, without anyone saying enough's enough. Same thing with Disneyland. I mean, you really, parents, unfortunately, this is the hour we're in, have to take a stand. And it is about profit for many of them. And if you hit them in their pocket, they will withdraw. It's just like with Duck Dynasty. When he made his comments. But then they looked at the checkbook and said, you know, so we're going to let this go. So we have to recognize we do still have buying power, and you can boycott these things effectively if you choose to do it generically, everybody. And I wanted to say to the audience also, this is the same issue with family that happened when our leadership, African-American leadership, said in the 60s, well, now we're going to get a piece of the pie, whatever that meant. My mother and father didn't get a piece of the pie in that sense, but they had these great government programs, welfare programs. Well, I'm sure you remember part of that was the father could not be in the home in order for you to get these subsidies. The male cannot be there. Now it's going national, it seems like. This same mentality.
They say you don't need a man. I mean, imagine saying to ducks, you don't need a male mate, or to eagles. I mean, it's just an attack on the species, like space aliens are running it or something. And we're like, look, the family's falling apart. Stuff's disintegrating. And it's just like body snatchers or something. They go, you will be assimilated.
Folks need to know that the America is being destabilized, and they can do something about it. And they can't be intimidated about it. You can get frustrated about it like I do sometimes, but you have to have an agenda of your own and be strong and be faithful about your endeavor and don't look back. And
that's what I found. If you tell children about the agenda and then they see it in their real life, then they don't rebel against you. They stand right up against the system. People say, the kids are all rebelling. Well, that's if you haven't laid out how the world works, then they're primed genetically to listen to their parents, especially their father. And that's why they don't want fathers there, so the fathers can sit around the campfire and tell the little braves what's coming up in the future. And then they go out and see it works. They respect their fathers, you know, not just their dad, but the other men in the tribe. And then that's how you have a strong tribe. You remove the men of the tribe dies.
How come the LGBT knows this? Planned Parenthood knows this. Everybody that's our enemies knows they have to get to our children. And it appears that we don't offer enough defense for our children to guard them against the lies, guard them against this intrusion. And when you have the president of the United States pushing this this filth, basically, or this sexualization of our children, even down to kindergarten by these health programs or these health studies in our school, it is time for us to stand up. There has to be a degree of revolt.
That's what I was going to ask. What is the bottom? How much are we going to put up with? I mean, they know we won't put up with forever, so they want to have the revolution just be a big race war instead of people coming together and vomiting out this sick culture they're force-feeding us.
Yeah, well, it's coming to a head now, Alex. Civil disobedience is fine when you're trying to really show forth your effort. I believe it to be peaceful. Martin said, do it in peace. And I believe he showed the world that it could be done that way. But we need to say, no, we're not going to allow our kids to go to those schools that are teaching this. No, we're not going to permit this intrusion in our own businesses when it comes to our faith and our religion. Just no. And they can't handle that type of revolt. And I believe when one day, especially the African American community, especially, will stop bowing down to the politicians who mean them absolutely no good at all, and really recognize that they have stripped them of their faith, stripped them of their belief, stripped them of their morality, then there will be a shift. I think it is, once again, the church is the key. We meet every Sunday. It could gradually be done and changed. The information has to get in. We can't just come in with sermons that are religious, but we have to come in with a word based from the scriptures to bring about change in our
presence. Well, it's all interconnected, and that's what founded this country, was the pastors saying no to the tyranny. In closing, you've been monitoring media, obviously, as I have. They're going with the anti-gun agenda, but do you think cooler heads will prevail and we're not going to put up with hyping a race war like the media has been trying to do? So far, how bad does it look?
I can't tell right now. I'm going to wait till after this weekend. As I stated, there's going to be some militant speakers that I don't know what they're going to do with this right now. You'll know Monday. I'll get a better feel for Monday or Tuesday. And I think, once again, the timing on this was impeccable. And so now you've given talking points to some of the most militant and rebellious individuals, especially in the African-American community, who would really, some of them would want a race war. They want this anarchy.
Insanity.
This, to continue. So I'll know better after this weekend. And prayerfully, the people of Charleston respond
sure.
Prayerfully and we'll see. I can't tell right now.
Blackgenocide.org, Reverend Clennard Childress, God bless you. Hopefully you can pop in with us at least 30 minutes sometime next week with an update. Have a great weekend, sir.
Appreciate it. God bless now.
God bless you. I'll tell you, folks. And again, it's not that I hate anybody for who they are, what they're. I'm very open-minded, classical liberal. But there is an agenda. Just look at it. It's not good. Everything attached to it is to bring down humanity. If I was going to take down any group, I'd go in and take the men out. That's what every enslaving group did. I mean, it is 101 takeover. I don't mean to do this every day. I got to do some overdrive. There's some breaking news at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. China to retrofit thousands of merchant ships for war. That's what I mean. I mean, it's like top historians are saying this is like pre-World War I, pre-World War II. I mean, everybody who's smart is saying, man, the elite have decided to just do some crazy stuff. I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., okay? Lord willing, pray for us. 4 to 6 p.m. the Sunday show. Tell friends and family.
Live.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, InfoWars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com, owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your head down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. hdfirearms.com.